This is KNKX. The Mariners are hosting the Texas Rangers this weekend. The M's had three games postponed this week due to a positive COVID-19 test in the Oakland A's traveling staff. The Mariners are not in playoff contention, so they'll be done at the end of this month. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about the highs and lows of the season. Art, let's start things off on a positive note. What's been good?
Well, I'd have to say that one of the best things about this season has been the development of the Mariners' starting pitching. They have two solid rookie guys and a bit of a surprise from another rookie. Justice Sheffield and Justin Dunn have been outstanding after a bit of a shaky start. Justin Dunn is working on 12 shutout innings. Another guy that's just come up recently, L.J. Newsome, is a stocky guy, 5'11", 220 pounds. But man, that guy commands the strike zone. I really like him as a kind of dark horse candidate for next year's rotation. And they traded away Taijuan Walker to the Toronto Blue Jays, but I think they want him back. He's only going to be gone for a month. He'll become a free agent, and I think they want to bid for him. It would be probably a smart move.
I wanted to give one nod to the number one starter, Marco Gonzalez, who pitched a complete game this week.
Yes, Marco Gonzalez has been excellent. We expected that from him, I think, and he's delivered. Conversely, as far as the bad things, it's been the bullpen. They've had a terrible bullpen. It's the worst in Major League Baseball.
Well, let's talk about position players. There are some standouts there. And is it safe to say that center fielder Kyle Lewis will be the American League Rookie of the Year?
Boy, if he isn't, that's going to be another grave injustice done by MLB to the Mariners. He has been outstanding. He's their top hitter, one of the top hitters in the American League, an excellent fielder. Let's not make him Ken Griffey Jr. yet. That's that's someplace special in the pantheon. But at 25, he's ready to move into the top echelon of baseball players as soon as next year. The other guy that I like, even though he had a very slow start, was first baseman Evan White. I think he's going to develop into the everyday first baseman for a lot of years, as the Mariners forecast it. A couple of guys that were disappointing, at least to me, was the hitting of second baseman Shed Long and the fielding of shortstop J.P. Crawford. Both of these guys were counted on to be part of the foundation of the youth movement.
But I did want to mention that veteran third baseman Kyle Seager is having a good season.
Yeah, it's been great to watch. Seager has been great in the field. He's hitting .270 at the plate, and it's really been fun to see.
So, Art, what is your takeaway for the Mariners in this shortened season?
Well, the 60-game season was a real blow from a developmental standpoint. Every team in baseball, like the Mariners, who don't have any ambitions to contend this year, was counting on the 162-game season to give the pitchers the innings and the batters the at-bats to develop, and this is just really damaging. I realize it hurts everybody relatively equally, but the Mariners are the only team that's been not in the playoffs in the last 20 years, so it's definitely a blow. But keep in mind, too, that they do have other prospects. And they haven't played this year. Jared Kelnick and Julio Rodriguez are two outfielders that are going to be close to superstar status once they get established in the major league. So there is a lot to look forward to. It's just a shame that things got set back by COVID-19. But guess what? Everybody can say that.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.